Do high-energy home decorating TV shows, glossy design magazines, and slick how-to books leave you feeling frustrated, disorganized, and tempted you to fling everything across the room? Go right ahead, says designer Josh Amatori-Hughes. Throw stuff. Break stuff. See what happens. Hughes puts forward his philosophy of design chaos and clutter in a new book, Punk Shui, Home Design for Anarchists. And Josh joins us from our New York bureau. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Punk Shui is obviously a play on feng shui. Feng shui, it's used to eliminate clutter, to improve the energy of the living space, or so the advocates of feng shui contend. What are the guiding principles of punk shui?
With punk shui, I think the guiding principles, the bottom line is impracticality and nonsense. There's a lot of different ways you could actually term punk shui, but I think non-traditional design kind of sums it up because it's really about getting away from consumer-based design.
But first of all, the subtitle of your book seems to contradict itself. Home design for anarchists? I mean, wouldn't
yes.
an anarchist reject home design?
Yes, yes. Well, I have to say, contradiction is also one of the mainline philosophies of punk shui. I think every day we need to contradict ourselves and question ourselves and punk shui as a philosophy definitely has many, many contradictions, and I don't stand by any of it, so.
Do people come into you, and, I mean, you know, you run a firm, Punk Shui Design.
Yeah, yeah.
And people come in and say, okay, how do I get disorganized?
They do that, and the first thing I say is, you know, take a look at how you're organized, and find the patterns that you fall into every day, because most of the time we don't notice those, so find these patterns and these convenience patterns in your home and then first break those up. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is not to do it by any order at all and just, you know, have fun in your space and maybe try to build a little sculpture out of your tchotchkes on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Does it produce, as the advocates of feng shui contend, does it produce a certain kind of energy level?
It definitely does. That's one of the main goals of punk shui, I think, is to create a space that makes you more creative. I think if you really mix up your environment and you make it something that even you aren't used to, then you yourself are going to become more creative.
So you really can convince people to hang broken chairs on the wall?
Definitely, definitely. And you can enjoy broken chairs on the wall as well.
Josh Amatori-Hughes is the author of Punk Shui, Home Design for Anarchists. It's published by Three Rivers Press, and he's also the principal of Punk Shui Design in New York City. Josh, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you very much.
You can check out examples of Punk Shui at our website, npr.org.